Authorities in Memphis, Tennessee, say they will release video of the police beating of a black man. His family saw the tape yesterday, and an attorney for the family of Tyree Nichols asserts he was treated like a, quote, human pinata. WKNO's Katie Reardon reports.
As attorney Antonio Romanucci stood beside Tyree Nichols' grieving mother and stepfather at a church in downtown Memphis, he said during the multiple-minute video, Nichols was defenseless.
It was an unadulterated, unabashed, nonstop beating of this young boy.
How about that?
Nichols was 29. Earlier in the day, law enforcement officials showed his family video of the January 7th traffic stop when officers pulled Nichols over for reckless driving. He was taken to the hospital after what officers initially reported as a foot chase and two confrontations. He died 3 days later, although no cause of death has been released. The Memphis Police Department has dismissed 5 officers implicated in the incident. Violations include excessive use of force and failure to intervene and render aid. All of the officers are black, which civil rights attorney Ben Crump said is immaterial.
People have this misnomer that we're anti-white cops. No, we're anti-bad cops.
Yes,
Crump compared the video to the 1991 Rodney King beating at the hands of law enforcement. Still, he said patience is in order as state and federal authorities consider criminal charges in the case. Crump said Nichols called out for his mother, Rovon Wells, at the end of the video.
He had my name tattooed on his arm, and that made me proud because most kids don't put their mom's name.
She said her son was less than 300 feet from her home when officers seized him. According to his family, Nichols was a passionate skateboarder and a father of one who loved homemade cooking and photographing sunsets. Nichols and his stepfather, Rodney Wells, worked together at FedEx.
Our son ran because he was scared for his life. He did not run because he was trying to get rid of no drugs, no guns, no any of that. He ran because he was scared for his life. And when you see the video, you will see why he was scared for his life.
Local officials have pledged to share the video footage publicly once investigations allow, expected in the next 2 weeks. For NPR News, I'm Katie Reardon in Memphis.